evening, children of the night. You're listening to the World Domination Hour on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College. Songs in the Key of Evil. I am your ever-malevolent host, the Baron!
Well, that's a bit excessive, and I am his slightly less malevolent sidekick, Frigor.
Well, that's slightly recessive. See? Not always nice when people say essives after things now, isn't it?
No, it's not.
It's very cruel.
It's quite hurtful, yes.
And that's why I like it.
Anyway.
You are in for a real treat of a show tonight, folks.
Why is that?
I don't know.
But every night with us is special.
We like to think that, at least. No. Tonight's going to be awesome. We're... Well, gosh darn it, Frigor, you know what we need to do?
What do we need to
do? We need to do something evil.
Yeah, we haven't really done much evil lately.
Yeah, no, we've been in kind of an evil dry spell.
Yeah.
So, yeah, send us your evil suggestions. We will probably get on that.
It's the cold winter months. They don't really allow...
Very hard to perform.
Yeah, they don't...
Evilly.
Yeah, they don't really allow for evil events.
Yes. Also, we are announcing that our show has become much more structured.
Yeah.
That was worth an We were going to start off by reading some fan mail.
Fan mail noises.
Fan mail unwrapping noises, even though everything is digital.
Yes.
Dear Baron, your show is the best. Thanks for playing all the songs that mankind fears to play on the radio. Signed, Jackie Soldier, 93. Well, Jackie, thanks. Just for that, I will kill you last. Don't forget that. Anyway, how have you been, Frigor? Have a decent weekend?
It was all right. After I got the very, very large bear trap off of my leg... after I got the bear trap off my leg, the weekend went pretty well.
I'm sorry, I fell asleep 80 seconds after I said Frigor.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think we should get us to some music, shall we?
Let's shall.
Yes. Here's a fun one right here. This is a cover by Tom Waits from Bertolt Brecht's Three Penny Opera.
Ooh.
This is a cover of the finale from Orphans, Brawlers, and Bastards. Here's What Keeps Mankind Alive. Call us in at 617-824-8852. And here is What Keeps Mankind Alive on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
Gentlemen who think you have a mission to purge us of the seven deadly sins should first sort out the basic food position, then start your preaching. That's where it begins. Your lot who preach restraint and watch your waist as well should learn for once the way the world is run. However much you twist, or whatever lies that you tell, food is the first thing, morals follow on. So first make sure that those who are now starving get proper helpings when we all start carving. What keeps mankind alive? What keeps mankind alive? The fact that billions are daily tortured, stifled, punished, silenced, and oppressed. Facts.
Okay, so there was this one time when I went to a club. All right,
I found them up.
You're listening to WECB. Don't turn away, or I'm going to electrocute Frigor.
Don't turn the dial.
I love that bump.
I kind of do too, despite the very dark nature.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Well, it all depends. It could be dark or it could just be lightly toasted. Anyway, Frigor, I have an awesome idea that I totally came up with and that our caller, Kristen, didn't just suggest to me.
What was that?
We should kill the cast of Glee.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, why? That definitely seems like one of those things that should have been a top priority on the show.
I know. I'm surprised that anyone hasn't done that yet.
No. I heard Captain Claw and Commander Crazy have been after that for a while.
Yeah, they tried.
They're very high profile.
Yeah.
So I think that there's only one way that we can sneak into the cast of Glee.
How do we do that?
All right, very simple. We are both going to dress up like raccoons.
That makes perfect sense.
Yes.
All right.
Then using our magical raccoon powers, sneak on to the set of Glee.
Okay.
And then we shoot them.
All right.
Okay, I think that's a pretty solid plan right there.
That sounds pretty good, yeah.
Yes, Frigor?
All right, yes.
All right. The hard part is we're going to have to make some raccoon costumes.
Yeah.
That are big enough to fit both of us.
Right.
So I mutated these raccoons to about 8 times their size.
Whoa.
And you're going to have to wrestle them.
Huh?
Have fun.
Wait.
One Frigor enter! Some Frigor leave!
Ow!
Any luck? Keep trying! All right. While Frigor's away combating under certain death, I'm up for hearing one more song. Oh yeah, here's another one we've been meaning to play for a while.
But what did they hear first?
Oh, duh, they heard Wedding March for a Bullet by the Diablo Swing Orchestra from their first album, which I believe is just, oh yeah, The Butcher's Ballroom. And prior to that was, again, a little Tom Waits rarity, What Keeps Mankind Alive. If you remember What Keeps Mankind Alive, call us in at 617-824-8852, and the Baron will make a limerick out of your name. That is correct. 617-824-8852, and the Baron will make you a limerick.
Unless your name is Chuck.
Unless your name is Chuck.
Or there's a few other ones.
There are a few. We could be creative.
Chuck's the big one.
Anyway, here's Weird Science by Oingo Boingo on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
I know the raccoons are coming back. Ah!
Round 3.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention? Weird science, not what teachers said.
is a science. Science. Science.
WECB, where the staff has never known the touch of a lover.
Wow. I did not know we recorded that bump.
I did.
That was awesome. We love you, Will and Cheryl and Nick and Lydia and all the marvelous people that allow us to exist.
And Mr. Danger Man.
And Mr. Danger. We will slowly kill you off one by one. Let us know how you would like us to kill off the WECB staff, by the way, by using our email, worlddominationhour@gmail.com. That is worlddominationhour, all one word, at hour with a H, at gmail.com.
If you want us to use electrocution, vote one now.
If you want us to use rats, vote two.
Now.
If you want us to do some weird stuff with lava, vote three.
Now.
And if you want acid up the snout, we're not into that.
Yeah, that's
acid is kind of a passé fad.
Yeah.
For such refined gentlemen like ourselves.
Well, speak for yourself.
Indeed. Anyway, speaking of myself, you were just listening to Weird Science by Oingo Boingo.
Yeah.
We love Danny Elfman on this show. Not as much as Tim does, though.
No.
Tim needs to kind of back off a little, let Danny do his own thing for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of getting creepy.
So, Frigor, it looks like you've slaughtered those raccoons.
Yeah, I'm pretty much lucky that raccoons are allergic to me.
Yeah. And birds.
And birds.
And kittens.
Yeah.
And puppies.
Yeah.
And women.
Yeah.
And priests.
Mm-hmm.
And kites.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, they just kind of drop when they're near you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and lollipops.
Yeah.
I'm
still not sure how that one works.
Yeah, no, that was weird.
They just wilted on me.
Have you ever seen a lollipop wilt, viewers?
It's really strange.
It's depressing.
Yeah, it makes you sad.
Makes you like, it's like Notebook sad. Anyway.
It's basically anything with Ryan Gosling sad.
That's very true. Oh, and Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling is allergic to you.
He's very allergic to me. Yes.
You are actually the inspiration.
That's how they get him to cry in movies, actually.
Makes so much sense.
I know. They just bring me on set.
Just think of you.
Or they just bring me on set and he has a reaction and just starts weeping horribly.
I'm so glad I know this about you, Frigor, old chum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you have an inn in Hollywood.
So, I need you to start making those pellets into something Glee assassinatable and sneakable.
All right.
Meanwhile, it's time for World Domination News!
I didn't know where you were going with that one.
Well, no, we're having a news segment now,
well, yeah,
Frigor.
I didn't know what you were going to do for the announcement. Yeah, you were going to do that. Okay, I'll go do these.
This is Walter Cronkite.
And this is the Baron. Anyway, as far as updates go, we have a very awesome week ahead. There's a killer show at the Lily Pad, April 25th, featuring This Way to Egress, Mr. Joe Black, and Bird Eats Baby. It's going to be a sinister night of cabaret that's simply to die for. And in other news, it has come to the Baron's attention that there is a website called College ACB. Do you know what this website is, Frigor?
I do not know what this website is.
This is a website so sad and pathetic that only losers who don't wish their name attached to anything post there.
So is it like College Anonymous?
College Anonymous Bus Punks.
But that's not how the acronym goes.
Bus punks, I say, Frigor. Bus punks!
Do you just not know how to spell?
Bus punks!
Fine, fine.
And that this little puny message board is inhabited by a bunch of lowlifes who call themselves the Danger Squad.
Ooh, so scared.
And apparently a bunch of people have been posting as the Baron, calling them out.
What?
Indeed. I would like to have them know...
Plagiarism.
Plagiarism, I say, that at no point does the Baron endorse College ACB. However, the Baron does enjoy making PABs out of some tiny small fry villains who think that they're the baddest baddies on Emerson College campus.
What?
So what's it for all? On the World Domination Hour, we have a very special transmission for you folks. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the one and only Trolls of College ACB, the Danger Squad.
This is the Danger Squad, and we have a message.
Really? Well, I have an erection. I bet you haven't had one of those in a while, have you?
This is a statement. Look out. That is definitely danger on the loose.
I can't understand, though.
Don't
have been questioning their safety in the
don't use
bacteria.
A speaking spell. No one knows.
Your ears will get their ears with more fear. You see, we are the Dodo Danger Squad, and our ultimate plan is nearing Dodo Danger as well.
I can't hear you.
I can only understand, like, every
speak
third
English,
word.
Not Microsoft Sam.
Yeah, don't. See, this proves that you don't have the courage to do things on your own. Because you're using a computer to do your talking for you.
I'm coming from Emerson College and freaking everywhere. Join
I mean, can't even hear you now.
We can't even understand.
All right, you have 10 seconds before this call is obliterated and we just start making fun of you.
Yeah, you got 10 seconds to make a point.
10 seconds. That's a pretty awesome guitar riff, though, in the background.
That's not bad.
All right.
You're making less sense.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. I got bored.
Yeah.
All right. Listen up, you PABs and bus punks. This is the Baron, and I would like everyone to know that I eat grandmothers for brunch. I puke diamonds for breakfast. And most importantly of all, I eat homework. I am the Baron. I am the evilest mother pleasant fucker. Pleasant hugger. That ever plucked a mother pheasant. That is right. You don't diss the Baron. I am the evilest person on Emerson College campus. And don't you forget it. And if anyone dares question me, especially a bunch of lame Anana punks like yourselves, you can go crying back home to the mother that spawned you. Because this Baron came from a test tube labeled evil. Have I made my point?
Mostly, yes.
Yes, okay. I think I dropped an F-bomb on the air. I said pheasants, by the way. Plucker. Oh, yeah, most importantly, F you, Danger Squad. Just so as y'all know.
Oh, we are so fired.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Frigor, how'd the coat making go?
Fairly successfully.
That's good to hear.
Only a few major lacerations.
All right, time for the Baron to try on his raccoon suit.
Okay, here you go.
Ooh.
I put a little extra leg room in there because I know. Yeah.
I am a raccoon!
Yeah, it's.
This is awesome! I feel like punching someone for some reason.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
Ow!
Ooh, this is fun.
Wait, why are you doing that?
Oh, I know. Frigor!
What?
Was this skin?
Ow!
By any ways?
Ow!
From a rocky raccoon?
I'm going to hurt you for that pun.
Ah, Baron. Not all of them can be rotten, Frigor.
I'm.
Anyway, while you sneak yourself into your awesome, cuddly raccoon suit, I've made a promise to everybody to play the evilest, most nostalgia-gasmic song ever written. Do you want to hear it?
The theme from Full House?
No! Does you people want to hear it? Let me hear you scream! Somehow, I did not think that far ahead.
Yeah, scream over the internet.
But anyway, dear viewers, get ready to have your ears be tainted by the most sinister, foul, evil concoction known to man that will definitely get you thinking of the 90s. In fact, I'm not even going to introduce this one. All I'm going to say is you can thank WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College. Take it away.
It's like a Snuggie, but with hands.
This is the boss, and I'm sick of waiting. I want Pikachu, and this time don't screw it up.
time.
Creators of a grand design.
I'll be the king.
I'll be the queen.
I'll be the joker of crime.
Trouble.
Make it double.
Make it double.
To protect the world from devastation.
To unite all peoples within our nation.
To denounce the evils of truth and love.
To extend our reach to the stars above.
Jesse.
Change.
Team Rocket, blast off at the speed of light.
Surrender now.
Pikachu.
We're Team Rocket and we fight for what's wrong. For mayhem and madness and rare Pokemon.
I'm so gorgeous.
I'm always the man.
You're just the players in my master plan.
Capture Pikachu.
We're always gonna try it. No one can deny it.
We can cause a riot in Sunday.
A riot.
We'll have you believe it. Truth can be deceiving.
To one, to others
is our golden rule.
This is our most ingenious plan ever, if I do say so myself.
Even we couldn't screw this one up, Jesse.
Would you two stop yapping? Here they come!
Prepare for trouble!
Team Rocket's rocket!
Talking trouble, talking trouble,
double trouble,
big trouble's gonna follow you.
Team Rocket's rocket!
Talking trouble, talking trouble,
double trouble,
big trouble,
walking trouble.
WECB Cabaret. DJ Mike, DJ Born, Simon Said, and Mode 2.0 will blow your face off with their blasting beats. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Little Building Cabaret, Monday, February 21st. Rawr! The WECB Cabaret.
and I'm sick of waiting.
Okay. All right. So I was talking to my cat the other day, and this cat just comes up to me, and he's like, okay, so that if you take the difference between the size of 17 different tribes.
Frigor! You can't do that in the booth! You're listening to WECB. That's my favorite pump.
I like that one. It's very
indeed
strange.
Anyway, for those of you joining us, you were just listening to Slapped by Mo from Dr. Steel, Eclectic Boogaloo.
That one's fun.
It's a fun song. And before that was Double Trouble from To Be a Master.
If you didn't have that album,
you were missing out, man.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Who needs Bieber when you've got James? Do I sound like James?
Actually, kind of.
I definitely think I do.
If you had a bit of an English accent for no
apparent... Prepare for trouble.
Yeah, if you had
and make it double.
Yeah, if you have an English accent for no apparent
it's
reason...
It's like a human suitcase.
What does that mean?
It's pretty simple. It's when you get the ninja and you put all your clothes on him, and then you tow him around the airport. Not our joke, by the way.
No, that's,
That was Stefan.
That's Bill Hader, yes.
Yes, we love you, Bill Hader. So
we
much.
We really do.
I think my headphones stopped working. That's not good. Hello? Yes, they're gone.
Ah!
Anyway. Greetings again to all the toy soldiers calling in. By the way, very special promise we'd like to give. If we reach, because we think we're capable of doing this, we love you guys.
And if you love us, so prove it.
We assume... Unless you're doing some Count of Monte Cristo revenge plot on me,
yeah,
which...
it's just not cool.
I can totally see happening.
It'd be a pretty cool irony, actually.
If we reach 1,000 likes on Facebook by the end of 2011, the Baron will do a show in the nude!
Yeah.
That will be it.
Mm-hmm.
We will take photographic evidence, sterilize the studio, evacuate... all women who could potentially be attracted from a 80-foot radius.
Yeah.
Because, Lord knows, when the Baron becomes unclothed...
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans ensue.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to have to be here.
And every time Frigor gets naked, well...
Everyone.
An angel actually loses his wings, plummets from heaven, and hits a car.
That's how most accidents happen, yes.
Yes.
You know all of those one-car accidents?
Be quiet. There's a guard. Boom, boom, boom. Fox Studios guard. Boom, boom, boom.
Well, we're already there.
Yeah, we're really fast now. Okay.
These raccoon skins are more powerful than we thought.
Frigor.
What?
Take them single-handedly on the count of three.
Wait, what?
One, three!
Ow! Ow!
All right, while Frigor is away fighting a, Bad guy.
Oh, no, he's got mace!
Oh, that's gonna sting. Let's play the theme from the Bram Stoker's Dracula movie. On WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
Because what's more evil than Gary Oldman and Keanu Reeves in the same movie? Alan Rickman in that movie as well.
Hello, this is Works for Frigor. Have you seen your children lately? We have. If you want them back, tune into the World Domination Hour, Fridays at midnight. Thank you.
Except it's not Fridays.
It's not Fridays.
We recorded that before we got bumped.
Because apparently nobody wants to listen to college radio on a Friday midnight.
Well, at least not our show.
Prove them wrong.
And by doing something to support college radio.
Send in a bunch of Mars bars and blue gloves and call yourselves roustabouts, and we'll see. Oh, and fill a room with logs. If you got any of those references, I salute you.
I got nothing. But what was that?
That was Dracula the Beginning from Bram Stoker's Dracula, the soundtrack, and the composer Wojciech Kilar. A name I can't exactly pronounce. Anyway, you made pretty quick work of that guard.
Yeah, I know. It's
he was really fat and out of shape, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he did. He maced me pretty bad.
That's his wallet.
Ooh.
Oh, man. This guy had a wife and kids.
Well, I didn't kill him.
And he was an organ donor.
Did I kill him?
I think... Dude, he's concussed.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's out pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's gonna wake up with brain damage or something.
Well, I mean, minor.
I don't know, man. You clubbed him pretty hard.
Hey, you killed people.
Yeah, but, you know, this is getting kind of Shivo-y right now.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, no, Frigor, you're gonna have to put him out to pasture.
But he's...
With this nail file.
How do I... Wait.
Improvise.
Okay, let me see what I can do.
You're going to have to grate his throat out.
Ew. Okay, let me see what I can do. How do... Wait, what does that even say?
Great! Wow, this is really painful to watch. It's so nasty. It's like there's chunks.
It's like barely even working, but it's cutting enough to make it visible. Wait, why do we even
now
have
lick
to...
it?
No,
lick the wound. Do it. Stop being a baby freak, or you already killed a guy. You might as well lick his wound.
I didn't want to kill him.
That's what you sound like, you bus punk.
I know. Why do you keep saying bus punk?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Lick the wound. World Domination Hour on WECB. Classy humor for classy people.
We didn't even have to kill him.
And
he was
unconscious. Speaking of classy people, you know what we can't do this show without?
More Gary Oldman?
Nope.
Because that'd be pretty awesome.
Nope. What can't we do this show without?
I was going to say something dirty, but...
Yeah, okay, good thing you held back.
Yeah.
The answer is our valuable listeners.
Yes, we can't do this show without
all
you.
All seven of you.
Who are awake at this hour.
Thank you. And in fact, some of them get older. Did you know that?
I didn't
did
know
you,
that.
Frigor?
Did
you know that they get older? Yes, they do. Yes, they get older, Frigor.
Your condescension hurts sometimes.
Yes, it does. I burn like steel.
Float
and speaking
like a
of steel,
sting
we
like
have two special toy soldiers whose birthdays are today and wanted to give a shout out to the chat room. So this one goes out from... To Becca Kitty, our longtime fan, and Sasha, thank you guys for listening. Happy birthday. We've got a very special song just for you on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
16 candles.
It's better than that. There you go. Here's just for you. Here's some Death Clock.
Ah. Stalling noises. Okay,
many years ago today, something grew inside of your mother. That thing was you. We'll be right back.
Hello.
Hey there.
You are listening to WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
That's good to know.
We hope you are enjoying.
I have been.
Check us out at WECB.FM. Our new website is futuristic.
It sure is.
You can also listen on your TV in the dorms on Channel 65. Far out.
Far out.
That was cool.
Yeah.
You know what else is cool?
What?
The fact that we just played Birthday Death Day by Death Clock.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
I know. Tell me about it.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, tell me about it.
It was pretty awesome.
Oh, right. We killed the amnesiac joke. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're in the studio.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Let's see what we can find.
The cast of Glee.
Okay, show that's going to get canceled.
I smell slushy.
Show that's going to get canceled. Show that's been canceled, but no one's told them yet.
Ooh.
Awful
animated show.
Yeah.
Poor excuse for a comedy. Glee!
Ah, here we go.
All right, let's kick in the door.
Okay.
Door kick.
Ow! Ah!
Freeze, bus punks. You're under the reign of the Baron.
Yeah, we don't, what, who?
The Baron?
Yeah, who is that?
You mean you haven't heard of the World Domination Hour? The second most listened to show on Emerson College Public Radio?
No, we definitely haven't heard of them.
Oh. Well, this is a little awkward.
I mean, like, we don't really have time to listen to college radio.
Oh, why? Because what could you possibly be so busy doing?
Rehearsing, learning the numbers. There's a lot of singing and dancing on the show. I mean, there's a lot.
Like,
that's most of the show. I mean, we don't really have a plot. It's mostly just a lot of singing and dancing.
Oh, believe me, I definitely know that feeling.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you're Corey, right?
I guess.
Pleased to meet you, Corey.
We're all...
meet your maker. Knife to the chest!
Wait, what?
Fly!
Ah!
Dink!
Ah!
One down. Some to go.
Yeah, there's a lot of characters on this show that... I mean, they're all fairly generic.
Oh. Wait a second. What are they doing in the corner?
I'm Leah Michelle, and this is my Leah Michelle impression, and it's not that good, but you're just gonna have to deal with it.
Whoa.
Wow.
She's why this show is popular?
Yeah, I know. I mean,
she's cute, but...
No, Frigor.
What?
I sense a greater evil than us here.
What?
Isn't that right,
The
Leah?
Studio heads?
I'm Chris Colfer, and this is my Chris Colfer impression. It's not that good either.
It sounds like the Leah Michelle voice.
Yes. Oh, my God. Wait a second. Noise in the background? What's going on?
What? Wait, what's going on?
Frigor!
What?
Click.
Oh, my! What?
Oh, my God.
What?
Quick, guys, it's time to use our Glee powers.
Frigor, run! Run, Frigor!
I haven't been this scared since I went to the Republican National Convention. So many guns for no reason. I'm trying. Hey, is that a candy machine?
Get me a Kit Kat bar!
They don't really have Kit Kats. They got Reese's.
Fump. Hello, Frigor.
Hi.
You know what I want to do to you.
Probably do something to harm me bodily.
You are a... funny person.
I don't think they can hear you, boss.
You are a funny person. I just want you to know that... Frigor!
What?
Frigor, run!
What? Wait.
They're getting in my head!
Okay.
They're getting in my head, man!
Wait, where do we go?
I don't know. There's nowhere to run. There's...
Wait, hold on. Maybe we can escape into the Fox News section. No, okay. No, that's an evil too great even for us.
Yeah, no. Back
no,
off.
No.
No spin zone, indeed. I know. What if we play some of our awesome music? Hopefully we'll combat their evil.
Yes. Oh, no. This week. Oh, dear, no.
Hurry.
It's Spice Girls week.
While we are combating the forces of Glee in what has been a very failed attempt thanks to our bad internet connection, here is some They Might Be Giants with their song, My Evil Twin, on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
Bye.
You're listening to WECB. Stop, and I'll shoot a puppy.
Yo, I crack the whip. You play the game. Every encounter that subtraction every comes in my name. So that you came to become obsessed with my location. Clues to my identity, denied to the impatient. Step up, I sense you're on the precipice of something. Me, I'm on the brink of delivering your lumpings. Make you load your sleeve up for the 55th time. Make you scroll through unskippable dialogue lines. And you still ain't any closer to discovering why. Got technology for lackeys that can hover and fly. Got them other two guys in their sights and out to rack 'em. Get the beat down to you quicker than your finger in Tekken.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
You're not gonna get the final boss tamed.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
You're not gonna get the final boss tamed.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
You're not gonna get the final boss tamed.
I crack the whip, you play the game.
You're never gonna get the final boss tamed. Elevated, I don't give a drip. You celebrate it every time you level up. It's cause I delegated your demise to the wrong size of minions. Got a bigger batch coming. Statisticians got a dim opinion of your chance to survive. Make your time. I got 100 billion of them, and they're standing in line to make you shine light out of your special move hole. Cause you got hit so hard by the energy ball. And it's a mode you can't cross, a key you can't get. Ain't done the right NPC subquest yet. Gotta collect bullshit that I've done littered in the realm. Aim the whole game at you to fatigue and overwhelm. All end all class in society. Very exclusive, but not higher than me. All the sobriety of the day and age might prove indecent. Cause me to find and strangle the baby of Jackie Gleason. But then I'm evil and puissant, unpleasant and bent on my ends. At the final reckoning, too late to make amends. It's too late to make friends. I'm infuriated already. Primus cut a minion, double corrugated. Instead, this stands between feet and fire. So go whistle, go huddle a hobo corpse. Nestle his bristle. This tower's as your obstacle. My will never bend. Doesn't matter how you struggle, never get you past the end.
I crack the whip.
All right, I think that awesome music weakened their hold on me for a bit.
Yes, I would hope so.
Yes, in fact, it weakened me just long enough for me to say that you were just listening to Final Boss by MC Frontalot. Prior to that was Crass Our Ships by Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys. And starting off that set was My Evil Twin by They Might Be Giants.
Boss, you need to control yourself.
The Baron isn't here right now.
Oh, God, no.
That's right.
No. He's channeling Jane Lynch.
Yeah. This is what Jane Lynch sounds like now.
Seriously, I mean, have you seen her out of character? She sounds like Harvey Fierstein. Okay.
Your mother sucks ducks in hell.
She does not. She lives in Alabama!
Why don't you ask her yourself?
Okay, hold on. Let me call her. Hey. Beep, 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 beep.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Oh, hello, Figgle.
Hi, do you suck ducks in hell?
Why, yes, I do.
Wow, when did you start doing this?
Oh, last Tuesday.
Oh,
All right.
Okay.
Mommy has to go suck more ducks now.
Okay, say hi to Dad for me.
Oh, I will. Later, Pookums.
Bye, Mom.
Told ya.
Well, that was weird. Okay, Baron, you need to stay calm.
The Baron isn't here now.
Is this one of those there is no Baron, there is only Jane Lynch movies? Okay, all right. Okay, what do you do when your friend is possessed by a lesbian? Quick, to the Necronomicon! Okay, I don't know why that's in the Necronomicon, but it's probably in there. All right, how to exercise Jane Lynch. Okay, all right, you're on 2.5 men! You're on 2.5 men and a featured character! Ha! Yes! It's weakening! It's weakening her! Okay!
No.
You haven't done anything good since the Christopher Guest movie!
That's not true! I was in Role Models!
No, you weren't!
Yes, I was!
Okay, maybe you were, but no one saw
it! That was a good movie!
No one saw it!
Yes, people saw it!
Like 7 people!
I was in A Mighty Wind!
Who cares? No one's seen it!
Frigor, I still feel it in me.
Okay.
Brewing like a horrible pop monster that churns out same song after same song.
Like Nicki Minaj?
Yes.
Or any other pop star in the recent history?
Frigor.
What?
There's only one thing that we can do. Shoot the entire cast of Glee.
Sounds good to me.
All right. It's a nice day to shoot the cast of Glee.
It's a nice day to... Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think they've done Billy Idol yet. That's good. But
well,
you know,
we can do Billy Idol. Because he's evil.
Yeah, that's true. No, Billy Idol's awesome. No,
wait.
Why Wedding should be on next week?
We should bring Billy Idol on.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you want Billy Idol on the song show? Think it, and we'll get to you. Anyway.
It'd be pretty awesome.
Oh, it would be. I think he's a little bit out of our awesome range.
I know, but we...
I mean, the best guest we did on have on here was Michael Cera.
Yeah.
And then we shot him into space.
Yeah.
It wasn't very cool.
No.
But it was awesome.
Yeah, it was fairly much a...
Anyway. I know what we can hold these spirits of Glee off long enough for me to get a good shot in right between Lea Michele's eyes.
Because yeah, they're starting to close in. I mean, they found us here in the broom closet.
Huh?
That wasn't a very...
Quick!
It wasn't a very...
The power of metal will persevere. Tell me, who is the best giant monster attacking Japan?
Godzilla.
Wrong! Mothra by Anvil on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
Save us, Mothra!
Destruction and desolation.
You're listening to WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
Frigor, I'm trying to find my Sex in the City Season 2 DVDs. Help me locate them!
It's right next to Smallville.
Still looking, and you're listening to WECB. We were drunk or something.
Yeah. This is what happens when you work without a script.
Yeah. Anyway,
just total nonsense ensues.
You were just listening to the best song ever dedicated to Mothra. Mothra and by Canadian metal band Anvil.
Have you noticed that every awesome metal band or niche band is not from America?
That's pretty... Bungle was from America. Mr. Bungle was from America.
Well, yeah,
the residents were from America. Frigor, shut up, you're wrong.
Well, a lot of them aren't.
Anyway... When we last left our zeros... Okay. I've got 8 rounds in this gun.
Okay. Mine's full of blanks. Why did you do that?
What?
Mine's full of blanks.
You weren't supposed to realize that.
Hey, I've been trying to shoot through this door all night.
All right, Frigor. We bust in John Woo style on 3.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Oh my god, their complete immunity to any sense of reality and the way the world actually works has made them impervious to bullets?
Oh no.
That's right, this is my Lea Michele impression again.
Baron, you honestly can't think that you can stop Glee. It's a multinatural phenomenon.
Oh yeah? Well, I've stopped-
Your egos won't stop you, save you now.
No.
They will be your undoing.
Frigor, we need to talk for a second.
Yes.
All right.
How do you defeat a show that has gone from being a cult classic about things that actually mattered to a show that is only dedicated to getting guest stars and special rights to music?
I don't think we can. Wait a second.
I've been thinking about this a while. What?
What are we, Frigor?
Evil?
Yes, we are definitely evil. But after we are evil.
Freelance?
After we're freelance.
German?
No. We are
German.
We are DJs, Frigor.
Yes, we are.
And if it's one thing that DJs can provide, it's awesome music.
Right.
And if it's one language that these Glee bus punks can understand.
That needs to be a t-shirt.
Yep. Bus punks.
Someone make a t-shirt
anyway,
of bus punks. But
you
what can
there, Gleeks of all kinds! I am Baron Darren DeBaron, the one and only force of malevolence in this here radio world, and I'm here to remind you of what you're missing.
You can't stop us, Baron. Whatever song you play, we can afford the rights to.
You're right! In fact, I'm going to play the one song that you already played, but were afraid to.
And you know what? We're not afraid of having our license pulled.
You want me to tell you why? Because we're after midnight.
And we're freeform.
Woo! Freeform.
Woo!
So listen, all you gleeks. Here's a little song called Fuck You by CeeLo Green.
That's the name of the song.
A certain reminder from us to the Baron. And I think I'm going to do what you guys like to do. Have ourselves a little sing-along. Frigor, hit it.
Follow the bouncing ball, kids. And it's even pinball noises.
That's right.
See you driving around town with the girl I love and I like. Fuck you. I just the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you. And fuck her too. Said if I was fair enough, I'd still be wearing. That's for sure. And although that's well done, my shirt, I still wish you the best. With the fuck
for you.
Do you have any last words?
Hold on, I tell your little boyfriend.
Because it's fun.
Trying to keep ya.
In the
trying sound. Trying to please ya.
With hot poker.
Just being in love with your ass ain't cheap.
Show
now, I've been picked in the fool.
That falls in love with you. Go oh, I'm just falling down.
Well,
just let me get you
ooh, I've got some news for you.
Ooh, what am I going to be doing?
I'm really
going to
enjoy this right now.
I don't know the words. I got a guess. What's that?
They're glee what? Fields made of pure idiots and sugar plums. Frigor, hand me that ice pick.
Here you go. That's how they killed Trotsky.
Yeah. All right. That felt good.
This is a really big mess.
Yep.
Should
get a Zamboni in here.
You know what? I think they have one from the NHL
Let's
finals.
Let's see if we can find one.
I'm
never ever singing again.
I might. It depends on the song.
Can we get a little ditty free gore to celebrate our bloodbath?
Na 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 na.
Oh, no singing.
Na 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 na, Glee's dead.
Glee's dead, Glee's dead, Glee's dead.
That's right. Live on WECB, we killed the entire cast of Glee.
Oh, we're I got awesome. An even better one. Na 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 na.
Na 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 na. Hey, hey, hey.
Goodbye.
All right, I think we've established the point. Frigor?
Yeah.
Rinse out your mouth with soap.
Aw.
Then eat the soap. Then just eat some poison.
Oh, this tastes terrible.
You know what doesn't taste terrible?
You got the store brand, didn't you?
Safe in the Dark by Ludo.
Nice segue.
Indeed. A WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
Freeform Radio rocks.
There's something I can't.
Kelly called and said you're not all right.
You take care of you.
There's something bigger going on this time.
You're listening to WECB, the only radio station catering exclusively to Twilight fans.
Oh,
Pissed that Firefly was canceled? Keep listening to WECB. That is actually, on a fun note, I think that our next episode will be our 14th episode, 15th episode. I'm losing track of count.
I think it's 16.
Well, either way, we would have officially outlasted Firefly at that point.
Wow.
Ray, and I think we'll celebrate with an extra special episode with a little bit of more Whedon on it than normal.
And maybe some of that Nathan Fillion guy.
Yeah. Row. I could make a terrible pun, but I won't.
Yeah, I think I see where you're going with that.
I know.
Don't go there.
Thank you. Anyway.
What did they just hear, sir?
They just heard Laredo from Tomahawk by Tomahawk.
Bags in the river with the silver spoon.
Little boy blue in the That's a Mike Patton equivalent right there. Baron likes his Mike Patton. Prior to that, you heard Safe in the Dark by Ludo. And those were our Fozzie songs. I'm drenched in glee blood. I'm pretty hungover. That Jane Lynch thing made me vomit a few times.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, no, I'd say an average Wednesday.
Pretty much, yeah. No, this is typical Wednesday night on the World Domination Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've had a heck of a week, haven't we, Frigor?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had
killed the cast of Glee.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Rigged an election in Spain.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Poisoned a well.
Uh-huh.
Skinned a dolphin.
Yeah.
We made
killed
butter.
Killed that guy. Well, we killed that guy.
We killed that guy. That's with a wife and his family
mm-hmm.
and his recently grated throat.
Well, you made me do that one. What? Whoa.
I'm just saying, Frigor, I'm just following orders. You know, you can't do that. That was all you.
No, it wasn't.
We replaced all of the world's M&Ms with Skittles and replaced all the Skittles with M&Ms.
So...
Which wasn't particularly evil, but...
It was more confusing
yeah.
than anything else.
We like to think that global confusion is a big agenda here on our show.
Pranksterism is underappreciated.
Ah!
It's fun.
Indeed.
Mayhem.
Yep. Our final update, by the way, we are going to be doing a new weekly feature that we will probably rarely update. We're getting on them podcasts, folks.
Yeah,
but also, the WECB Tumblr is proud to announce its Villain of the Week.
Ooh.
Yay. Villain of the Week is going to be a monthly feature where we pay honor to those who are dishonorable.
And what other websites do we have?
We also have our Twitter, at WECBWDH, or WDHWECB. I can't remember right now.
It's somewhere on there.
You can ask us anonymous questions, which we will be answering next week and from every point on 1 a.m. on the dot, at formspring.me/DearBaron.
We're kind of backed up right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're getting on that. We're fixing. We're going to have a new show logo. Things are going to be big around here.
Oh, yeah.
Expect big things. And once again, 1,000 fans. By the end of 2011, the Baron will do a nudie show just for you guys.
Yeah, still not sure how exactly we'll document that and prove it.
We will. Hey, they documented, you know, Nessie, and look how that turned out.
Well, yeah.
Finally, email us anything at worlddominationhour@gmail.com. Frigor,
mm-hmm.
I think it's time for us to have a little sign-off.
All right.
Thanks again for listening, all of you people out there, the toy soldiers, the freaks, the weirdos, the awesome people. You guys rock.
Yeah.
Frigor?
All right, this is Works for Frigor.
And this has been your ever-malevolent host, the Baron. Good night! And sleep with one eye open.
Wait, so this means.
I'm sorry, Frigo, you had something to say?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, since we killed Glee, what are they going to put there instead?
Oh. Coming soon to Fox, it's Wife Wars.
With Rob Schneider.
We literally put two wives in a cage.
And watch them fight to the death.
White fights.
Every Wednesday,
6:30 Central on Fox, hosted by Guy Fieri.
I'm Guy Fieri. I'm hosting another show.
Yeah.